Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, today we're going to discover what you get when you mix dragon fruit, yumberry, passion fruit, pear juice, black carrot juice, pink vinyl, and a steering wheel overdub.
Oh, I know that already, Jim. You get Randall Brown.
Okay, Patrick, we've had some good calls this week.
Yeah, it's
talking
been great.
With people about Record Store Day.
Fresh in their mind like it just happened.
Like
almost.
As if it just happened. Yeah. This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And last year we checked in with Randall Brown about Record Store Day. We're going to do that again this year.
I can't wait.
Randall is in a band called Quartjar. And they do the little theme music for our show, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. We love it. And let's give him a buzz.
Operator, give me Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hello?
Hello, Randall.
Hello.
Hey, man.
How are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
Doing good. I was just listening to one of my new vinyl purchases from yesterday.
Very good.
I'm getting in the moment, you know.
Got to.
Okay, Randall, so we remember that you were on last year and talked about Record Store Day.
Yeah.
So this is like the sequel.
It is.
The sequel.
And
Record Store 2, Electric Boogaloo.
There you go.
There it is.
And remind us what record store it is that you like to frequent.
We have a few in town, and this is maybe cheating a little bit on Record Store Day, but I sometimes the first one I go to is the one where my friend working there has told me, yeah, we got that one you're looking for. Slide on in.
Yeah, so, beautiful.
So I knew where to start for the main one I was looking for. And so that was Magnolia Records, a relatively new place here in town. It's run by a couple of folks who I'm connected to through a CD store we all used to work at called Disc Exchange, which was the big store in town for many years before the owners decided to retire and pack it in just a couple of years ago.
All right.
So I started at Magnolia, and then I went to browse a store called McKay Used Books, CDs, and many other things on their sign.
Nice.
And they are primarily a used bookstore, but they do a huge volume in CD sales. So they do the Record Store Day thing.
Very cool.
And then I bopped back to the record store actually closest to my house. It's one I could walk to in about 10 minutes, called Basement Records. And checked out what they had. So I hit three of the like six that are around here.
Wow. Yeah. And we're talking about Knoxville, Tennessee for those.
Yeah.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's right.
We have an abundance of record stores, and I'll probably follow up with some of the others. An old friend of mine runs probably the oldest, like most venerable used record and new around here is a place called Raven Records.
Mm-hmm.
A dude named Jay Nations has run that for many years, and I'll probably swing through there sometime during the week to see what was left.
Yeah, so, there are always a few crumbs. I find that really interesting, left behind. If you go in on a Sunday or Monday, there's always a few interesting things. It's interesting to see what is there, and you know, depending on how many copies it's got. I'm going to do that too. That's going to be cool. Yeah.
What is it about Knoxville that is so rich in record stores?
I don't know. We just started having them pop up everywhere. I think when people started leaning back toward listening to music off of vinyl, they started popping up. And each one has their own kind of character.
Mm-hmm.
Basement Records near me is very... it's like 99.9% used stuff.
Okay.
And they have a sizable metal section.
Wow.
So if you're looking to peruse some metal, maybe that's the place to go. And a couple that runs it are like super nice, and it's like right on the entrance to my neighborhood, so I can stop there at on a whim. Raven, that I mentioned, is like a, it's Raven Records and Rarities. So it's run by Jay and Jack, and Jay's the record guy, and Jack does movie memorabilia and a variety of really cool vintage toys and things. So it's got this hybrid double action of vintage pop culture going on. On the other side of town, a great, very popular store that I don't get to a lot is Lost and Found Records. And they're in an old house right on the main drag in the north side of our town. And it's run by a couple and some cool young folks. And they are kind of the most connected to maybe having a live music thing on Record Store Day. They always have like an all-day concert. And that's pretty cool. And then there's a tiny little, I hope if they hear this, they don't take this the wrong way, tiny little hipster store in this upscale neighborhood. It's odd that this little record store would be in the middle, the one like commercial district of this very upscale residential neighborhood in town. And they're called Wild Honey. But they are very tied into the, like, you know, the latest college radio kind of vibe.
Okay.
And I know I'm missing one, but I can't think of it. So I'm going to just have miss it.
Yeah, it might come to you. That sounds amazing. Incredible. Yeah, very eclectic. Got to get to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes.
And sorry to, like, just launch off into encyclopedic descriptions, but that's kind of me in this town.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Okay. All right. So let's get to your purchases here. Now that we've surveyed the geography of,
I love it.
Of Knoxville, Tennessee. So what did you buy on Record Store Day? I know that you and I were messaging back and forth ahead of time, and you were maybe a little worried that you weren't going to be able to get the stuff that you wanted. So did it work out for you?
Yeah, it did. It did to a point. So I'm always looking at whatever my buddies in the Flaming Lips are going to put out.
Yep.
And so they always have a little something for Record Store Day. And this year they have this pretty crazy multimedia tie-in. They recently sponsored or helped create a beer called Dragons and Yum Yum.
Yeah.
Fruity. I don't, what is their official name? I looked it up so I would know. It's Dogfish Head.
Oh, okay.
Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And their beer is called Dragons and Yum Yum. And it's basically a pale ale brewed with a combination of dragon fruit, yum berry, passion fruit, pear juice, and black carrot juice.
Wow.
Don't know what half of those are.
Yeah.
But so in relation to Dragons and Yum Yum, they put out a single on pink vinyl. The one I got is pink vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And one side is called Pouring Beer in Your Ear, which is a song recipe, basically. It's like a fairy tale recipe of what all's in this beer. So they make up what in the world, you know, a yum berry might be.
Right.
And then side two is the story of Dragon and Yum Yum, or wait, the story of Yum Yum and Dragon, if I get it in the right order there. And it is the tale of these two characters who, what did he call it? Something like innocent fantasy characters or whatever, who are best friends, and they wander their land, and something that apparently is popular in this fantasy world they live in is frightening polar bears,
yeah,
or something. Have you heard this story?
No, but yeah. Yesterday I was in line when I was checking out. I was behind a guy who had it's a 7-inch, right, Randall?
Yeah.
So yeah, he had this, and I didn't see it. So I asked him if I could look at it while we were in line, and I swear I started to like physically have these weird sensations as I was reading the story. But he was telling me a little bit about it, much like what Randall's saying, okay. Echoing this theme, yeah, of this entire fantasy land that they've created with these characters. And on the front, they look like almost like sort of twisted out, you know, freaked out gummy bear type creatures. So it's definitely very pure lips. Yum, yum.
Yum Yum, if I get the characters right, Yum Yum doesn't have any eyes. Yum Yum's the pink one.
Yep.
And then Dragon is the yellow one with a dragon puppet on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they decide, apparently Dragon, since he can see, usually drives. But then they're like, hey, what if Yum Yum drives? And they hit a polar bear. The polar bear is fine, but Dragon is paralyzed in the wreck. This is the narrative.
Yeah.
And but then they continue on because their friendship helps them, you know, make it through life.
Right.
And that's the overall theme. And the third multimedia part, you've got beer, you've got 7-inch single, and then they did a video of the Dragon and Yum Yum story in which two of the band members play Yum Yum and Dragon.
Mm.
And they sort of act out this tragic but still somehow hopeful narrative, which I think is the basic Flaming Lips message of life.
Yeah, it kind of
is. It's tragic, but we keep going on. So that was my primary record store day.
I mean, that right there.
Get back on track.
That right there is an adventure in itself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having trouble following all this. So let me just say that Dogfish Head is something I am familiar with.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm familiar with the Flaming Lips as well, but Dogfish Head Brewery is out here in our part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, for people who don't know, we live and record this show in Northern Virginia in the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
We do.
Hence the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Dogfish Head is out of Delaware,
Rehoboth Beach,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big presence out here. It's a well-known sort of regional brewery to the point where they've even opened up a number of Dogfish Head restaurants.
Yep, that's right.
Even here in Virginia.
Yep.
So there's one in Falls Church,
yeah,
right?
Where you are. Far from my house.
There's one in Fairfax, not too far from where I live.
Yep.
And so I'm familiar with that. In fact, if you were to go, and Randall, come on over anytime you want.
Heck,
if you were to go into my refrigerator right now in the kitchen, you would find some Dogfish Head Flesh and Blood IPA.
Ooh, tasty.
Excellent.
Right, which is one of my favorite beers.
Yeah,
so,
it's tasty.
So I know them, and that's cool that they're working with the Flaming Lips on something. And then the, and I apologize if you already mentioned this, I was having some trouble following the story of Yum Yum and
I think Jim was flashing back there for a minute.
Dragons,
but it's
and
so linear.
But the but some of the 7 inches, all of them, or some of them, didn't they actually have like beer in?
Oh, I don't know
the product itself.
Yes.
Okay,
and that's where I missed out. Now I have it's a more of a traditional Flaming Lips like hot pink vinyl version. I could not track down the version that has beer sealed into the vinyl.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
That was one of the reasons I hopped around
I see.
To a bunch of stores.
Mm-hmm.
So, the fellow at Basement Records, the one very close to my house, said that, you know, reorders were like possible.
Oh.
And so I've found myself in that crazy record collector position of saying, if you can get me the one with beer in it, let me know. Now, in the meantime, I am, as we speak, sipping on a Dragons and Yum Yum beer.
Oh, really?
Which I was going to lead with. I buried the lead. Because I started asking my, like, restaurateur friends and bar owner friends, like, hey, can you get this? And my one friend was like, I don't know. Those specialty beers, sometimes they don't show up down here.
Yeah.
So then they did. But I apparently, like, inadvertently got the word out to the point where now I am, like, inundated with Dragons and Yum Yum beer.
Really? And this is a problem?
not yet. Or it may not become a problem.
All right. Well, I'm heading over to your house.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. So I didn't get the 7-inch full of beer, but I am full of beer.
Beautiful.
And I have the 7-inch.
All right. Very
good. That makes up for
it. That works out. Actually, yeah. That's a better deal.
It really is. I'm going to Knoxville hanging out with Randall.
Come on down.
Oh, it'll be amazing.
Okay, so what else did you get besides the Flaming Lips? Any other key purchases here?
Yeah, so while I was at Magnolia poking around, I had a short list that I made from the Record Store Day website. I saw there was some new version of AC/DC's Back in Black,
mm-hmm.
and then a couple of live albums by the jazz guitarist Grant Green.
Wow.
And a new version, some kind of version of Prince's 1999. So yep. I had this short list and I headed out and they had the Prince.
Okay.
And so I grabbed it and I'm not sure how I feel about this because it's like a really nice pressing on 180 gram vinyl, but it is the original 7-track version of the album.
Uh-huh.
I have like a version that has, I guess, the extra songs. And I got a new one because, like, I was like, okay, this old used copy I have has, like, the same, like, inner sleeve printed twice. So I, for years, have thought, oh, I've got this, like, model together edition from someone's collection.
Oh, I
but
see.
Now I'm wondering, were all of those old ones, like, the same inner sleeve because of maybe related to this 7-track original release? I don't know. I've got to look into that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a little bit of a mystery. We were trying to unpack it a little bit earlier in the week, and it's really not quite clear exactly if this was just a version made for other markets to save on pressing, or they weren't sure if it would sell, or it was like a lead into the bigger version. You know, we're not quite sure. Yeah.
Well, it's a heck of a pressing.
Yeah, I bet it is.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
And so I got that there. And then when I headed to my second spot, where I was really looking for the beer filled lips 7-inch, I flipped through their stacks and a familiar favorite name of mine popped out on a 7-inch that I didn't know was out. It's Mike Watt from the Minutemen.
Yes.
And he has a split 7-inch with Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the Mike Watt track, it says it's also with Flea and someone whose name is the letter K.
Could be Kira.
Maybe it's Kira.
Could be.
I didn't even think about that. So there's Black Moth Super Rainbow, which is, one of them's an instrumental. The Mike Watt one's an instrumental, so it may be a three-way bass composition with those guys.
Yeah,
that's what I'm convincing myself it is as I speak. But it's a great instrumental kind of bass thing. Mike Watt does just wonderful rhythms and sounds. And so I got that there. And then at the spot near my house, I was kind of Record Store Day'd out as far as official releases.
Yeah.
But right on the front of their like new used shelf was a copy of Genesis Nursery Crime for just $8. So I was like, I don't have that. And one of my favorite old unexpectedly favorite things from the 70s is Genesis Foxtrot.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So, and this one has a similar art, cover art deal going on. Like, it seems maybe the same painter or whatever. So I decided to get Nursery Crime and check it out. So that's what I was listening to when you guys called.
Oh, very cool. Pure Genesis days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what I got, just these four things.
That sounds like a pretty good poll, though, and yeah. Glad you're keeping your lips collection up. And I don't know, Jim, I got a feeling that might make its way to Randall, the beer-sealed version of the record. What do you think?
Somebody out there has to have this, right?
Maybe, yeah. Hey, if he wants to hook me up.
Come on. Yeah.
Like I said, my local record store guy might find it. But apparently they only did 100 of those anywhere.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
So
yeah.
It might be trickier.
You might have some beer to trade for it if you could find it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just pour some beer on the one I got. Maybe I'll save the one I got to listen to and get another pink copy and just soak it in beer.
Yeah. Seal it in there yourself.
Yeah. It comes in a nice, you know, acrylic sleeve or whatever. It's a heavier kind of plastic sleeve, you know.
Yeah,
I could just make one. Yeah,
sure. Heck yeah, down in the workshop, no problem.
I mean, if that's all it takes, and I've done that myself before.
Yeah, I've
spilled
done that
beer
too
on things. Yeah. Yeah. So okay, all right, we gotta run here now. So we got another call to do.
All right,
we do.
As
yeah,
the series continues.
Great to check
tomorrow.
In with Randall. Yep.
Randall, always great to have you on. And cool.
It's always great to chime in.
Cool that you have so many record stores there. That's
sounds
like a magical land, Knoxville, Tennessee.
I was there once for like a day, and I need to go back, and especially now knowing Randall, and just kind of hang out. I think it would be amazing.
Yeah, you guys could come down and record a show in my secret basement lair where Court Jar records, or on our back deck. You know, it's more scenic out there.
Either one. Yeah. And I got to talk to you when I get down there, Randall. I have heard the intro theme to our show, obviously, many, many times. And I've got a very small percussion overdub that I do on my steering wheel that we need to figure out a way to mic, because I swear it's going to really enhance
it.
Yeah. It's kind of my steering wheel mimicking a rototom, but I think you're going to love it.
I don't know how many times we've been in practice and thinking back to recording that and thinking it just needed some rototom-esque steering wheel.
Exactly. You can hear it, right? Once it's brought up to you, it's pretty obvious. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's glaring. Glaring omission.
I'll make a demo.
More steering wheel.
That's right.
Yeah.
My steering wheel has a really nice sound, and I drum on it a lot, so I know just where to hit it.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Right on.
We got to run. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And you can find the show on all the big podcast platforms. And not only can you listen to the show
every day,
but you also get to hear Court Jar
every day.
Every day.
Which is even better.
Yeah. So there's all that. Okay. We would love to hear any other stories of record store day shopping, or
Absolutely. Just,
you know, anytime you buy a cool record, we'd love to hear about that. Mm-hmm. You can email us rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call our suburban party line, 612-440-1984.
And if you've ever tried to seal beer in a record, let us know how that went.
And also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod.
Yep.
And Randall, what do you think we should play out with here?
Oh gosh. Do you have any Prince 1999 handy?
Always. I keep it with me all the time. Yeah. All right. That sounds great. And Randall, we'll talk to you again. And for all the listeners, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Huzzah!
Do you have a Tower Records?
We never had a tower.
Oh, really? Yeah,
okay. That's all right.
Way back in the day, we had a record bar,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of all-encompassing. We never had a tower here.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What about a music land?
Sam
music
Goody.
Music land?
Yeah, or Sam Goody.
Oh, there was a Sam Goody. I think there's an FYI.
Oh, yeah.
One of our big malls that used to be Sam Goody.
FYE.
Mm-hmm. Get my acronyms.
That's something different.
Or epigrams, whichever those are.